With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. President Trump is singing the praises of a new trade agreement with one of America's larger trading partners.
But I just signed the largest trade deal in history. I think maybe the largest deal in history with Japan. And that was done with Japan. They had their top people here, and we worked on it long and hard, and it's a great deal for everybody. I always say it has to be great for everybody. It's a great deal.
And it's the most significant of the clutch of deals that Mr. Trump has struck so far.
In a post on Truth Social, Mr. Trump said Tokyo has agreed to invest $550 billion into the U.S. American cars, trucks, rice, and certain agricultural products would also be sold more freely in Japan, according to the president. The announcement sent stocks in Japan and South Korea higher, led by automakers like Toyota, Honda, Nissan, and Hyundai. The yen also strengthened against the dollar.
That's a BBC's Sarah Jana Tiwari. The president says attempts to ink a trade agreement with the EU continue.
And we have Europe coming in tomorrow and the next day. We have some other ones coming in. We're doing things that have never been done in this country before, and our country is becoming very rich again. And that's the way it should be. They're not taking advantage of us.
A New York man is charged with building and hiding bombs at various locations around New York City, including in subway stations and on the roofs of residential buildings. 55-year-old Michael Gann allegedly built at least seven IEDs using chemicals he bought online. The feds say the plot was foiled before anyone was injured or worse. The House leaving Washington a day early for its five-week August recess amid tension over efforts to force the release of the Epstein files. Wall Street Dow features up 223. This is SRN News. Florida's abortion ban is working.
Critics of the repeal of Roe v. Wade say it won't stop abortion in the U.S. Supporters of the decision say its purpose was only to allow pro-life states to act on their beliefs, and the numbers indicate that the supporters have it right. The latest from Florida, where the procedure is banned as soon as an unborn baby's heartbeat can be detected, indicates that abortions are down 40%. Other pro-life states are reporting similar declines in their abortion rates. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
China is tightening its grip on Christians. The communist government is restricting what believers can do in worship services, requiring them to use hymnals that are full of songs glorifying the regime and spreading propaganda. Pastors' sermons are also being scrutinized, and government churches are being ordered to remove images of Christ and replace them with pictures of Chinese President Xi Jinping. This is SRN News. Standoff resolved, the Media Line's Felice Friedson explains.
A rare rift between Israel's evangelical Christian supporters and the Jewish state appears to have been stemmed with the involvement of American Ambassador Mike Huckabee, himself an evangelical. At issue was the difficulties reported by Christians seeking long-term visas and documentation from Israel's consular offices. Often unspoken, but at the core of the issue was the ultra-Orthodox control of the Interior Ministry, arguably the single political group that categorically denies access to those they see as would-be proselytizers. But for the evangelicals who notably continue to send tourists when others won't, and who provide strong political support domestically and on the world stage, Ambassador Huckabee has apparently extinguished a festering flame. I'm Felice Friedson, SRN News, Jerusalem.
More details at themedialine.org and srnnews.com.